Now, five Irish movies will have their world premieres at the 77th annual Cannes Film Festival, which got underway yesterday in the glamorous French town. Among them is Surfer, starring Nicolas Cage. And I'm delighted to be joined now by its director, Lorcan Finnegan from Howth in Dublin, and by the Irish Times film critic, Donald Clark. You're both very welcome to the programme. Lorcan, it's your fourth movie, I understand, the second chosen for Cannes. What's Surfer about? Hello, Lorcan. Hello, Donald.
Oh, yes.
Ah,
hi.
Donald.
Can you hear me okay?
Who have I got there now? Have I got Lorcan?
This is Lorcan. Hi, how
Lorcan.
Are you? Good morning.
Good to have you on the programme. Tell us, will you, briefly, what is Surfer about?
It's actually called The Surfer, and it's about a guy who grew up in Australia, but his dad died when he was a child, and he moved to America, and he's kind of coming back to Australia as a 50-year-old man with his son, to try and buy back the fact that his family home when, so we join the story when he arrives back in Australia, and the place has totally changed. There's a gang of kind of yuppie surfers who've taken over the place, and they won't let him and his son go surfing. So he spends about 5 days trying to come to terms with who he is and who they are and his place in the world, really. It's sort of a psychological thriller.
Okay, written by an Irishman as well, Thomas Martin. And you have a big firepower here with Nicolas Cage. How do you attract somebody like Cage to your movie?
Well, actually, he'd watched a couple of my previous films and he liked them. So when he got the script, he sort of read it pretty quickly. And then we jumped on a Zoom, you know, and we got on very well. So he agreed to do it. And he also likes a bit of adventure, I think.
Okay, good to work with.
Yeah, he's great. Amazing, amazing professional.
So what does Cannes do for a movie like The Surfer now? What difference does a screening at Cannes make?
Well, it's the biggest film festival in the world and the most prestigious. So to have a film, particularly an official selection, is amazing. Like, it's in the Theatre Lumière, which is a massive, massive cinema, probably the biggest cinema in the world.
2,400 or something, isn't it?
Something like
it's
that,
huge, yeah.
So it's also great for the film's life, you know, for its festival life, but also its commercial life and the market life. So we're selling the film in Cannes as well. Mm. So there's a whole market, the marché,
yeah,
the film.
Very, very
much. There's a
whole
other part of Cannes, the machinery behind filmmaking.
Very much your shop window. Donald, it's a good year for the Irish.
It is, yes. I mean, I've been going for about 15 years, and certainly in that time, we haven't had anything like as much interest in Cannes as we have here. There are five films, you say, Element, have three of them, Element Pictures, who recently got two Oscars with Poor Things, and the same team behind that, your Jonathan Moss's film, are back with Kinds of Kindness, which is a triptych, which he'll be playing in 2 days. Ariane Labed's September Says, which is a smaller story which I haven't seen yet. And Rungano Nioni's On Becoming a Guinea Fowl. Those are all three Element productions. Also, we've got The Surfer, which we've mentioned, and Ali Abbasi's The Apprentice, which is the Donald Trump story. It goes back to a wittily titled film, which goes back to his early career as a real estate developer in New York City. And it's, you know, I think it's obvious people will kind of wonder a little bit about our descriptions of these films as Irish films, but you have to point it out that with the Element films, for example, all of those films were developed from the beginning, from the source, from the ground, by that company in Ireland. So even though they haven't got Irish subjects and aren't set there, it is not outrageous to refer to them thus.
Look, there we've got to leave it, unfortunately. Donald, thank you for joining us. Lorcan, good luck with the screening and every success with The Surfer. Thank you very much indeed.